Hey guys, my name is Al. Welcome to my podcast. Today is Blunt Talk Episode 2. So the premise of the show is that it's me and my friends. We hang out and just get high and talk about things that happen throughout the week. So without further ado, hopefully you guys love it. Without further ado, let's get right into it.
The Magic Sword, Space Adventure Cobra. Okay, these are like 1980s, like straight up 1980s animes. Gathering of Heroes, Legend of the Seven Swords.
Right. I have no clue. Okay, I have no clue. But let's talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Glory? You could have told me I could have watched it sooner if you said shit goes down. I would have watched it sooner. I watched it this morning.
Dude, did you
I watched watch it this morning. I watched it this morning and I broke down, my fucking Christ. As soon as I was finished, I went straight to YouTube to check out other people's reactions. My God.
So, we already know, because remember what that guy with the weird accent says?
Yeah, Zemo. His name is Zemo.
Zemo.
Oh, did you see the 1 hour video that Marvel released of him dancing in the club? Of Zemo just dancing?
There's an hour video of Zemo dancing.
Yes, it's literally a meme. It's all over the internet.
I have not seen it. I'm sure my son probably has, but I have not seen it.
Also, I'm drinking a zero sugar Monster Energy Ultra Paradise. My mom picked it up. She told me to try it. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, because the 100% caffeine just is so much better with zero sugar. And if they don't use sugar, what is the sweetener they're using?
Probably the same shit that they use in Diet Coke, so I'm probably going to have Alzheimer's.
High fructose corn syrup?
No. It's like something else. It's like acid something.
Stevia?
What?
The fen fen.
But I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't like that sugar. It gives me a headache.
Hold on.
Or that sugar supplement.
Oh no, it doesn't use fen. We're good.
So I think that was the worst one when they made literally 3 liters of soda, and they would use that sugar in it.
Yeah. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about
at the end of the previous one, you should have known when you saw what's her name from the Black Panther that shit was gonna go down.
Her name is Oyo. Oyo.
Okay, so you should have known as soon as you saw Oyo at the end of the last one that shit was gonna pop off in the next episode. But you're like, oh, I'm gonna wait till I have my appointment. I'm gonna hold off while the rest of the world is like, oh my God, Becky.
But I was like, I was just shocked. I was just shocked, Laura.
I mean, I like the fight scene with. I like how they made it so they could take off his arm.
Yeah. Oh my God. She had cheat codes to his arm. It was fun.
She did. She was all push, 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 and his arm just like clunk. And I was like, holy shit.
The look on his face.
When it fell off, he was just like, whoa, you could do that? And then Sam was like, did you know she could do that? No, I didn't. I thought she was going to take the arm. I thought for him fighting against him, she was literally going to take the arm. But she let him keep it. But they did get... And then they didn't get Zemo.
Zemo,
whatever.
My God. Well, I mean, I would have taken my chance to escape, too. But let's talk about John Walker.
Oh, and then I like how he's like, he pulled an El Chapo.
Let's talk about John Walker. And that he took the serum.
Oh, yeah. He's a bad man. He's a bad man. He's not a good man. He's not a good man. This is what actually makes me wish the Avengers were still around, because the Avengers are going to need to take his ass out, because now he's one of the bad guys, and he's strong, like the good guys.
Well, I don't think he's going to actually be a bad guy. He's going to be...
He's turning into a bad guy.
He's probably going to turn into an anti-hero.
He murdered a man and put blood on Captain America's shield. There was blood on the shield.
You do know he has a counterpart. He has a counterpart in the comics.
Blood.
Yeah, well, we all know he's probably not going to be Captain America anymore.
Oh, They were recording him. They recorded him murdering a man. Captain America doesn't murder a man.
I mean, he can cave his chest in.
No. He did more than cave his chest in. There was blood. Like a third of up the shield. Goodness. So, yeah. I have my suspicions when it comes to the new Captain America. Yeah. Sus is the word, I believe, that young people use. So, and what about that fight scene? Woo! The way that those girls, oh God, I love watching them. They fuck people up. They like straight tag team. But that's what I don't understand. They were able to do all that tag teaming, but someone lost track of Zemo. Like, aren't they like trained to keep the eyes on the man that killed the king? I mean, like, eyes all at all times on the man that killed your king?
Possibility.
Because right now, they're not implying that Chadwick is dead. They haven't said anything about Chadwick not being there.
Yeah.
So we're not sure how they're going to kill off the Black Panther yet.
I don't know if they're necessarily going to kill him off in the comics. They're probably going to have him, like, do something else.
Go off world with Captain Marvel?
Probably. No, not with Captain Marvel. He's probably going to have to do something with someone. Like, something else. Like, they have to...
He got kidnapped by space monsters?
I don't know. Something where...
The first black diplomat?
Something...
The first black superhero diplomat?
Yeah, I guess. It's like... It's going to be a struggle for that.
Because we still have to figure out how they're going to kill off the first Black Panther so they can bring in the new Black Panther.
Again, I don't know how they're probably going to do that, but remember, Black Panther 2 is coming.
Exactly. So how the fuck are they going to make a Black Panther 2? Black Panther's dead. So I'm guessing they have to kill him off either in the Bucky one. Maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to kill him off in this one.
No, I don't think they're going to kill him off. He has a movie coming out.
I know, but I don't think it's his movie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't think he's going to be the Black Panther unless he's going to die in the Black Panther and then they switch somebody out.
That's what I said. They're probably not going to kill him off in that film. They're probably going to have him go somewhere.
I think they're going to kill him off because why leave it open? You can't have it open. Chadwick's not coming back. Like Captain America.
Well, Marvel said they weren't going to kill off his character.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he has to die so the woman can take over. He has to go so the girl can put the suit on. So he has to die. Go leave the series somehow. They have to take the man out to put the woman in.
I don't know.
So if he has to die, he has to get sent off world. They have to do something to make him not the Black Panther. Because they're not going to kill off the character Black Panther, but a female has to take it over. Because the man is dead. Because reality comes first.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No. That's... I really don't know. I know they say we're going to have a cameo next episode, so I wonder who it is. They said it was someone... Oh, Taika Waititi wants to pair this person that's going to be on the next episode with Thor. So I wonder who it might be.
Loki? In the next episode?
Yeah, they said the next episode. They said that Taika Waititi, the guest star for next week's episode, Taika Waititi wants to put, Thor and this person together in, like, a movie. So I was like, okay, let's see who it is.
Well, they already did it with the Valkyrie chick.
Well, let's talk about Sharon real quick. Sharon Carter. And how she... I feel like she's probably the power broker.
I think she might be just because of that whole scene where she talks to that chick and then she gets in the back of a car. Because if you're on the run, you get into the front of the car. If you're a powerful person, you get into the back of the car and you get driven around.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think she might be the power broker.
Because if you think about it, the first Carter, she was powerful.
Yeah. There's only two more episodes. of Falcon and Winter Soldier. And then we're going to get with the Loki situation. Oh my God, I'm super excited, super excited.
Yeah, we watched something. My son had something on by one of the guys he watched about the DC verse and like how all that, or the multiverse and how all that plays in with Loki.
Mm.
Okay, there was something I was going to watch and I don't remember what it was now. I watched that one yesterday. That's not what I watched.
There's not really a lot of things that I currently watch right now. I feel like I'm kind of numb at this point. It was just more of a Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the Invincible show. I've watched the new episode of the Invincible, so haha, Lori. I watched the Invincible, already the episode, so I'm happy about those. It's coming along. I already read the comics. I already know what's going to happen in the end anyway. But I would love to see what's going to happen throughout the show.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you were talking about Invincible?
Yeah, Invincible, the TV show. I already know what the end game is for the, like, what the end game of the comic is. I already know. Already know, because I already read the comics. But, I can't wait to see it actually, like, in animation form. So, it's crazy. I can't wait.
Ooh, Dante's Inferno?
I didn't really like it. I didn't really like that show.
Well, it's got Mark Hamill in it. Hello, Mark Hamill. It's kind of funny how Mark Hamill, he always, like, for all his background, when he does his poses, it shows Star Wars.
Does
like
it?
You have, everyone else has, like, if you look on, I'm clicked on Heavenly Sword. If you click on Heavenly Sword and you scroll down and it shows all the characters that play in it, it's Mark Hamill's in it. And it shows, like, he has, like, and then there's another guy that has Preacher. Who the hell's that? Oh, that's that guy from that we were watching, and that Graham McTavish, that one we were watching for the Men in Kilts.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's on it, and he has the Preacher from AMC on the background behind him. But it's funny that Mark Hamill does Star Wars on his, because, I mean, basically that's what he's known for. So I guess he does a voice on Dante's Inferno.
Wow.
Extraordinary Tales. The Vinland Saga. The Viking, the Mightiest... Well, let's see if this is a good anime. I'm just trying to find something in English.
Something in English.
No, that one's audio language is in foreign.
Are you on Netflix or?
I'm on your Prime.
Oh, Prime Video with Amazon Prime.
Frankenstein's Army. Hold on.
2 days for 2 days shipping with Amazon Prime. I use Amazon a lot, guys. I have a problem when it comes to arts and crafts.
With nudity and violence.
What show are you watching?
Frankenstein's Army?
Never heard of it.
Well, I'm going to watch it. And it says it's in English. Let's see what they got.
Wait, is it a British show?
I don't even know if it's
a... The same as a British show or not? Does it look like a British show?
In the dying days of World War II, a battalion of Russian soldiers is lured into the secret lab of a deranged scientist and forced to face off against an army of horrific... How do I get more? Languages and more? Oh, in a horrific... Army of horrific flesh and metal war machines.
Okay.
And it says content advisory, drug use, foul language, nudity, violence.
Damn.
So I'm going to watch it.
All
right. Yeah.
All right.
Let me see. I don't even know if it's if it's an anime or not.
Oh, is it animation?
I can't. I don't know. I have to wait for it to start.
Oh.
Because if it's real life, I'm just going to turn it off. I don't waste my time with real life.
Damn.
It looks... No, this is real life. Okay, so it's not anime. Not interested.
What was I talking about before you were talking about this?
I don't remember. Oh, I was talking about... I have no idea.
I don't remember. Hold on. I can definitely hear my PS4 in the background. I had it on because I was showing my mom Godzilla vs. King Kong. I've watched it already. I know you already watched it. Me and you watched it. My grandmother, I made her watch it in ultra glorious 4K, with surround sound. That's right. I had this blasting, having that movie theater feeling in the house. Yeah.
We have that pretty much every time because honestly, your volume is so loud on the TV, it feels like a movie theater.
Yes, I was like, when me and Lori chat, usually, guys, it's when I don't really know. It's really when the TV is on. I live with other people in my
Yeah, I know.
area.
Which is why it would be nice if you would get rid of the fucking microphone and get the goddamn earphones. But you love being difficult,
I
so
love my microphone. My microphone
then you
is
don't need your
a
microphone at
Yeti.
all times. I mean,
Yes.
seriously, get a fucking pacifier. Just literally get a pacifier and
No.
suck on
Here's
that
what
when you're not on your microphone.
Lori, calm down. Here's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about putting like a little like I'm thinking about making like a makeshift thing where I can cover my like areas in like a foam. Or like have something on my mic where it's only picks up my voice. There's like this foam thing that you can like put around. So that's why I'm thinking about redesigning my area of situation to
Or
making
you
it.
can just buy the fucking earphones with the little mic piece that goes like literally in front of your mouth so no other noise is carried through and you can have the full conversation. And then
Okay.
when you're doing the podcast, you can plug in the microphone. I mean, you could have an all other
How does
or,
it how does my voice how does my voice sound right now?
your voice is fine. It's the fucking background noise that we have that's fucking irritating.
Wait, do you hear a background
Right
noise right
now, there's no
now?
noise. Right now, there's no noise
Yes.
because I'm assuming nobody's home.
Yes,
Or they're dead, or you stuffed them in a fucking freezer or some shit.
No, Lori, they went to go get Chinese food, which is delicious. Here in this household, we eat Chinese food, we eat barbecue, we eat Mexican food, Italian. I love Italian food. Oh my God. I was like,
Yes, we can tell you love you some pasta.
I love me some pasta, but my favorite is from a pasta's place called Luigi's. I was like, that place is delicious. I was like, I love eating at that place. It's really delicious. I love their pastas. Oh, what's your favorite Italian place, Lori?
I don't go out to eat.
My God, Lori.
You do understand that when people are poor, it's cheaper to make your shit at home.
My God, yes. Going grocery shopping.
Ooh, they have Red Sonja and animated.
Where's your favorite place to shop, Lori?
It was at the place where I used to work. Now I don't really fucking care.
God damn. Throwing some minor shades. But I mean, I do love Grocery Outlet. I was like, I do love that place.
Well, they're not a regular grocery store. They
That's
don't
true.
carry everything.
That is true, but they are cheaper than most grocery stores now. Walmart used to be competitive
Mean,
with.
if you're into organic shit, if you're into that whole organic, like that weird ass shit, then Grocery Outlet might be the place for you because a lot of the organic shit is the stuff that gets stuck in the warehouse. I don't mind buying it. I mean, like, honestly, if it's vegetables, it's already organic because there's no computer chips in it. So, but like, that's this they have some of the stuff, they don't have a lot of stuff. I mean, there's like they had one like there's like a thing of like honey that's like almost $8 and it's like basically like it's smaller than my little jar. It was like half of this jar and it was like $8. So because it's so pure and organic. I'm like, so they have cheap shit, but then at the same time they have expensive shit just because it's organic.
I mean, what makes it really organic though? Is it because it's without pesticides,
It's
right?
certified. It's some kind of it's certified grown in dirt. I don't know. It's just there's some shit to it. I mean, I'd rather spend like half the price and just get the same shit.
I forgot. I recently watched a
The same way
show.
I'm not gonna pay for a name brand for a shirt. I'm not gonna pay for a name brand on my food. Organic does. It makes you like buy like name brand.
What is name brand anyway? It's just, what makes a name brand?
Having, are you that stupid?
Well, I'm saying
Are you
is.
high? Are you doing a podcast while high and stupid? I mean, like,
Yes, that's what we're doing right now, Lori.
you're seriously, we're doing a podcast and you're being that. Oh, Jesus Christ, what makes something a name
Yes.
brand? It's a name brand.
I mean, here's the
It's a
thing.
brand name.
What makes a name brand, though, Lori? Is it just recognition over time of years? Because think of
Okay,
it
as
this
opposed,
way: Samsung and
listen, Jose,
Sony.
listen, okay?
Okay.
Doritos, Cool Ranch chips, or Chill Ranch chips. Like, and we work it. We know exactly the difference between fucking name brand and not name brand. So name brand is Doritos Cool Ranch. Next to it will be Zesty Ranch fucking chips, where half the chips probably don't have any flavor at all,
half of those chips have too much flavor, and then the other one, and then another like quarter of the chips have just the perfect amount. Right. Why? Because it's a shitty quality, it's a shitty product, it's got a shitty name. When something's name brand, it means it's supposed to have a certain type of quality. When you buy it, you know you're getting the same consistency and quality every single time. That's why something is name brand as opposed to knockoff. Because knockoff is in a sweatshop in like Malaysia somewhere with like kids being paid, not even being paid, while they're fucking stitching all these clothes or making whatever this product is.
God damn. But let's talk about this way. Can a knockoff become a name brand?
Sam's Club turned into a name brand.
So that's what I'm saying.
Sam's Club, what was the other one? Sam's Club, and what's the other one?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't think... No.
No, Costco...
That would be like saying Versace, that knockoff Versace, can be on the same shelf as a Versace.
Dang. that's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe
what
if, you're that, makes... if you're running that kind of store, but I'm just saying, you know.
Just...
name brand, knockoff never becomes name brand. There are occasionally a few instances where the generic brand does actually taste as good as the original.
We all know that, TCL. There's a little shout out for you, TCL. I was like, you have my
TCL.
It's a TV. It's a TV. TCL. Oh. TV
well,
brand.
See, I'm saying, you can't consume TVs, so I'm talking about like food items where like, you know, there's very few things where like, what's the name brand? Hidden Valley. Hidden Valley is basically like the name for ranch. Well, Great Value has one that almost there. I think they're like missing one ingredient just so they don't get like in trouble for like plagiarizing the formula.
Here's what I think. I think people just have that sense of mind. Look at some of these name brand, like some of these name brands, some of the off brands are literally made in the same fucking factories as the name brands. So that's what
I'm
saying.
Here's the thing.
Does the name make you think that it's better in tasting? Like, what if the off-brand one is still the same as the name-brand one? The same shit. It's just marketed as cheaper, so your mind would think, oh my god,
thing.
It tastes
so,
better because it's more expensive. That's what I'm
saying. Okay, so you have your crap. We're going to do macaroni and cheese, right? So you have your Kraft macaroni and cheese, right?
Yes.
So that's the name-brand one. That's the good one.
Hold on.
We already know that.
Hold on, Laura, before you say anything else. Khalifa and Purple Lotus, I love you guys. You're my favorite weed shops. Thank you. You get a free shout out. Khalifa and Purple Lotus. Thank you. All right, go
how
on.
How dare you mention another club? You're talking to a
two
a
clubs.
Purple Lotus,
two
MVP.
Clubs that I love so much.
You're talking to a Purple Lotus MVP, and you're actually like
you love,
saying another
you
name
love,
before
you
my
love,
club.
I'm sorry. Lori,
Purple
do you
Lotus.
Want, do you
I don't
want
even
to shout
know.
Out?
I don't even know
do
where Khalif
shout him
is.
Out? Do you want to shout him out? Shout him out right now, Lori.
Purple Lotus MVP. There's only Purple Lotus.
Damn, Lori is a diehard Purple Lotus. Everyone, you heard it here. She's
like,
a diehard.
I have to get a car just so I can drive back to get my weed from my club.
Oh my god, did you hear this, guys? She a diehard for Purple Lotus. Purple Lotus, if you're hearing this, if you hear this, Purple Lotus, sponsor this bitch.
I
love you guys
too.
Purple Lotus,
water bottle from them.
I was like, Purple Lotus, I love you too. Khalifa, I love you as well. I was like, it's just both shops. I shop at both of those. It's equal. I shop both of them equally. It's insane.
I only shop my club. There's nowhere else to go. Because then I'd have to go find my rec.
Oh my god.
And like go get it on file at somewhere
else.
It's just
so
too fucking complicated.
Let's go back to the whole macaroni situation you're saying.
Okay.
There's Kraft's.
So there's Kraft macaroni and cheese, right? We know that that's the good one, right?
Yes.
So if any of the noodles are not perfect, if the sauce, if say the cheese powder comes out less than perfect, like if the mix wasn't right.
Yeah.
So what they do is because because people who order the name brand have they want certain consistency. Just basically say it. They're the perfectionists. They want it to be a certain way.
Okay.
So the fucked up ones, like say the noodles are like fucked up for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now those are going to go to the people who we're just going to say it. The companies do it for the low income, the financially challenged, who aren't as rich, who can't afford a $2.50 for a box of macaroni and cheese. So they're going to make it a little bit cheaper, like the $1.99 or 99 cents, whatever it is. they're going to make it easier, or they're not going to put it in the name brand. They're going to put it because they're already fucked up. So they're going to put them in a lesser box. They're going to sell them off as a lesser name, but they're still produced by the same fucking company. But because they're less than perfect, they're not going to sell them for full price, right? So honestly, I feel by sometimes buying generic, you're buying like the inferior product. Like the not like I don't really care if my fucking macaroni noodles aren't a perfect like 30 whatever like 36 degree angle or whatever. So it's like whatever quality control they have, I feel that the generic ones didn't make their quality control, so therefore they went to like the other side. I mean, you're not gonna find like cockroaches or like bugs in them or anything, but I'm just saying it's like it's somehow not as the same as the same product. Because we already know if you make like the Great Val or like the other like their knockoff macaroni, it's not the same as the Kraft. It's slightly off. So there's something slightly different about the formula.
Well, yeah, I know that there's stuff about different formulas and things like that. Because there are wheat, like there's wheat macaroni and cheese out there.
Yeah.
And that shit's well, disgusting that's for people who all are, around.
That's for like, people who want. That's for people who want the whole grain wheat experience and everything. Like nasty. They just need fiber in every bite.
But it's so nasty.
Well, there's parents who just want their kids to eat everything super healthy, and it's like honestly, it's macaroni and cheese. There's nothing healthy about it.
I'm trying to figure out. I love
it's carbs. It's starch. It's fat. Well, there's nothing that. Healthy about it.
I'm well.
If
like,
you have to look at it the truth. Look at it the truth. There's fat. There's starch, there's carbs. Yes, there is a little bit of protein, but you got to get through all that. It's like eating beans. I mean, it's basically the same as eating beans. Like, there's only so much, you get more negative stuff than you do the good stuff.
I guess, what has the most protein, you think? Just meats? Like red meats? But then again, red meats are also...
Well, you're not supposed to eat it 3 times a day, 7 days a fucking week, 365 days a year. That's what they're telling you. You can mix it up. So you have red meat one night, have pork the next night, have chicken the next night. It's not red meat every single meal. Like red meat for breakfast, red meat for that's how the people get the gout or whatever that one they talk about from eating too much red meat. You literally don't need red. Like there's people like
for
we're
me,
gonna talk about the British
for me
the people that eat liver for breakfast, like yeah. You don't eat beef liver for breakfast. Oh, you don't eat beef for lunch. You don't eat beef for dinner. You don't have it 3 times a day every day.
Let's talk about something like that. For me, I know I stay away from pork altogether. I stay away from pork altogether. But I still eat beef and chicken. But I don't, like, I try to be a vegetarian. I try to be vegan. That shit doesn't, that's not
yeah,
working out for me.
Yeah, sure. At your
that's
size,
not,
you are
no,
not vegan.
No, that's no, not for me,
no,
guys.
Nobody, you're,
I
you
try,
don't, you don't
guys.
You see a vegetarian or a vegan as big as you, sir. You didn't
yes.
try.
The first time I tried, I didn't really have anything, you know, have anyone. So the first time that I tried it, I almost killed myself. I was like, because I was malnourished, I didn't have enough protein. I was like, so
that's normally
so
like
the
90%
time,
of all vegetarian vegans.
Yeah. So the second time I tried, I still tried like I tried hard, like try to get more protein in my like diet for when I was
tofu.
Vegetarian, but that also didn't work out either. I was like, so it's like my body was trying to reject it. So I was surprised. I was shocked that I didn't end up getting diabetes from that. Because they said that if I didn't have like enough sugar, if I didn't have enough sugar out of the stuff I was eating, or if I had a lot more sugar from the healthier stuff I was eating, that I could have got diabetes. But I was shocked that I didn't get diabetes from doing that like twice. So casually, guys, right now is what I'm doing is I'm trying to exercise more, but I'm also trying to eat healthier stuff, but still eating meat. I was like, because it's hard for me to have protein. I need protein. I was like, because for me, eating to maintain my size, I feel like is more, but I'm trying to have a lesser caloric intake. Like, I try to have lesser stuff daily, and then
you have to burn more calories than you consume.
I walk to the store,
which means you,
Lori. I walk to a store.
You should be basically dripping in sweat daily.
Yes, I was like, and then here's the thing too. My gym is gonna be opening up soon here as well, so that means I'm gonna be doing my treadmill, and I'm gonna be doing some upper body stuff because I need to get my upper body strength back. But mostly is I need to work on my legs too. Because remember, I have a messed up leg as well. So I'm going to need...
Yeah, you might want to take some of the weight off of those legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Lori. Gosh, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm gonna be able to exercise more, but that's gonna be in the next 10 days. But right now, I'm just trying to walk more. For right now, I'm just trying to walk more until I can actually get into the gym in 10 days. So that's gonna be nice for myself. I was like, I do want to get skinny. That's the thing. I want to get skinny, but I also want to make sure that I get buff at the same time, because I want to build up muscle as well. But muscle is after I lose the weight. It's casually losing the weight.
I hate to tell you this, but you can't stop the muscle from building. So if you start exercising, you're going to gain muscle.
Yeah, but I was saying I've gradually
wanted to go. We've already told you guys
that
you guys suck when it comes to your dieting, because I've already seen the diets that you and your aunties do, and you guys don't diet right. You do not diet right.
When I'm doing this, I don't call it a diet. I call it a lifestyle change, because if I call it a diet, it's sad. I was like, it makes me sad if I call it a diet.
Well, don't be sad. See, this is the psychological thing. You've got to fucking get over
yourself.
That's
why it's called a lifestyle choice. You're making a conscious choice. I don't know. You have to think to yourself. You just have to buckle up. You just have to tell yourself to suck it up.
Oh, really? Really? You're going to tell me?
You're going to tell me?
You're going to tell me about losing weight and dieting.
Lori, you're able to lose weight hella fast. I feel like you still have that great metabolism.
Yeah, it's called don't eat the shit that you're not supposed to eat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because I did that for almost a whole year.
Binge eating.
And now I got the weight back on.
Oh, you got the stuffies. You got the stuffies.
Oh, I got a belly, dude. I got a food belly.
Are you Mrs. Claus?
I might be this year. I don't know.
My gosh.
I got a little fleshy on me.
I just realized that too. Here in this, I was like, it's they're gonna try to reopen the entirety of California. I think that's a bad idea. I was like,
what happened?
They're trying to reopen California in June, I believe.
Believe that's we're going to have another plague through and within a week.
That's why I feel like that's going to happen. I was like, do you see now what happened?
It's already happening now.
Because look at Florida. Look what happened to Florida. They reopened Florida, fully opened Florida. And guess what? They're back under quarantine because of fucking idiots in the three strains. And then you have things like you have other strains popping up places. And I feel like the one from, I believe they said Utah or Colorado. I forgot where they said that the British strain was, but they said it was at a... It was in one of those states.
There's the one from Brazil. Or the one that came from South America. It's in L.A.
Yeah, oh my God. It's like we're going to get another... We're just going to get another outbreak. And people are going to be like, oh my God.
So honestly, call it what it is. It's a calling of the herd. The herd needs to be called. If you happen to be one of the ones that get called, I'm sorry. But watch a fucking National Geographic program. You see this shit happen all the time. When the herd gets too big, disease comes through, they starve, they die. The herd gets smaller, Mother Nature makes everything right with the world.
Are you saying you were a Thanos fan?
No, motherfucker, it's National Geographic. It's Mother Nature, it's not Thanos. This shit's been going on for centuries. It's a culling of the herd. The human herd, the human species has gotten too big, Earth can't handle it. So she sent forth a plague. She sent the plague to one of the most densely populated areas, but because of the densely populated area, they didn't stay in their spot. So they didn't get hit with the plague. They spread it around the world. Because Italy can't keep shutting down its borders to try to protect its old people. Eventually, Italy's going to lose its old people. They can't keep shutting up their country down.
And guys, we're not talking about other people's religions. We're just talking about the earth itself.
Nations. This is no, there's like, no religion, just nations.
This is nature, okay, guys? This is nature. It's not religious ideology or anything like that. We're not talking about any of that crap.
Well, we watch it all the time in the actual natural Discovery Channel, all the old shit from the 80s and 90s.
I feel like Earth
where they would show you what
is
happened.
Alive. I was like, Earth itself is alive.
Exactly. And she's suffering. Mm-hmm. They can actually, you can actually see like the pollution in the water. You can see how the earth has currents underneath the ocean that moves like a circulatory system. And all that shit that we're putting into the oceans is messing with the fucking circulatory system.
Yeah, but we're all both hypocrites because we also can, I was like, we haven't really done anything well to do our carbon footprints either. So
I do my recycle, reduce, reuse.
I try every day, guys. I was like, I'm not a fucking perfect person. I was like, okay. I was like, I try.
I try not to support companies that do bad for the environment. I don't own a car, so I don't have to worry about like fucking my carbon dioxide poisoning.
True. I mean, you can still get carbon monoxide.
And my first car, I honestly want to be, I want my first car to be an electric car.
Ooh, Tesla just let's talk about Tesla. Tesla, you're also getting
Let's talk about Tesla and Elon Musk.
Let's go from this point of view where we're talking about to Tesla and Elon Musk. Let's talk about the chips. Man. Let's talk about the monkey chips. He implanted chips in monkeys for them to play video games, and it's working perfectly.
Oh, no. Okay, let's go back to that one because I read that article.
Let's go.
It is going to be for paraplegic people. People who have to be in wheelchairs and have to, like, blow in a straw to get their chair to move. It's not going to be for your fucking fat ass to play a video game. So
I know.
Get off it right now.
I know.
It's not going to be for you.
What I'm saying is, this feels like it's going to lead to Gorilla Grodd, all right? Like, the chips.
No, actually, I'm thinking Monkey Shines. Stephen King, Monkey Shines, anybody? Uh-huh.
But I'm also thinking of Caesar, you know, from Planet of the Apes. A lot of people are making that comparison, Planet of the Apes, to what Elon Musk
is
doing.
Did you hear his next statement?
Well,
did you hear his other statement about Jurassic Park?
Yes. I really want that,
too.
Is he
fucking stupid?
No, he might be a billionaire,
but is he fucking retarded?
Here's the thing.
He literally retarded?
I would love for them to make something that is almost next to a dinosaur. Hold on.
Okay,
just don't make the violet ones. Just make the herbivores.
Six movies to tell you already know herbivores my ass.
Herbivores.
Fuck a cock, Dr. Wu.
No, herbivores. Just
shut
herbivores.
Up, Dr. Wu. No.
It's just herbivores.
There are six movies out there that tells you why this is a horrible idea. Spielberg has literally already told us why this is a horrible idea.
Hold on.
Not even the herbivores, because we know what happens with the herbivores.
Yeah, just don't make the predators, all right? Just make
Stupid. Did you watch any of the Jurassic Parks?
The herbivores. Because
no one's
going
to go to see a giant. No one's gonna go see a fucking elephant. They
want to
see the thing that eats the elephant.
They want to see
the thing that eats the elephant.
That's
what's gonna bring in the money.
That's what they fucked up. I would take that dinosaur as is, face value. Just like, thank you guys, thank you.
Here's the thing: we can't actually reduplicate him, so he's gonna have to do like they did in the Jurassic World and make the weird ones.
That's what I'm
saying. So we already know that they're going to fuck up and do something wrong. There's literally six movies that tell you why this is a bad idea.
Please.
There's six movies to tell you why this is a bad idea. Apparently, he's just fucking stupid. I mean, literally, like, people who have to learn from the... If somebody else makes a mistake, why would you do the exact same thing that they're doing to be stupid? That is actually... That's the definition of stupid.
I want some dinosaurs.
Shut the fuck up.
Dinosaurs.
Watch the fucking movie. There's movies.
Dinosaurs.
But then go see the dead ones and the bones. You know what? Go to North Dakota. Go to the Dakotas, and go see the fucking bones.
Wait. I'm trying to remember. Didn't they say they found like a mammoth and like ice? Whatever happened to that? Like I never really read up on like what happened.
Yes, they found a mammoth in the ice. No, yeah. They couldn't get DNA. No, they're not going to. Oh, they think the DNA is not useful. They can't do like they did in the movie.
Hold on. Mammoth.
But they would have to gestate it inside of. They'd have to mix its DNA with an elephant and then gestate it inside of an elephant.
Okay, I'm looking right now. It says mammoth found in ice. Okay, I'm looking up at some images right now. My God, what is that?
It's a dehydrated mammoth. They don't stay
don't
like
think
three.
That's a real image. That does not look like a real image.
Well, it doesn't look right once it's been thawed out either.
Yeah. The well-preserved body of a mammoth has been found in Siberia. The remains, trapped in block of ice for more than 10,000 years, well-preserved. Its skin and hair are still intact. Scientists say the body of a young mammoth, known as Yuka. Hey, I would love a little willy mammoth. Put a micro mini mammoth.
No. See, yeah, then they're going to start making, then they want to start, like, engineering them and, like, oh, let's make little ones and it'll be so cute. Oh
my God, if you can ride them around town, like, just put a little saddle on them.
It would have to be in a cold environment. You'd have to literally have it in the,
in fucking Alaska where the ice isn't even holding the polar bear. So how the fuck is it going to keep the goddamn mammoths alive, dumbass? The polar ice caps are melting. How are you going to have a mammal that needs polar ice caps?
You know what I want? That like I want.
Nobody cares.
Remember from Jurassic World, the dinosaur in the water. I was like, you know the dinosaur. Everyone.
No.
I want that.
No.
That would scare the shit out of me. The first time, like, if they ever make anything like that, the first time I see it, the first time I see it, I will shit my pants.
If we can't eat a cloned sheep, why the fuck are we going to clone a dinosaur, dumbass?
I would shit my pants. I was like, just imagine that, Lori, in real life. Just imagine real life.
I'm trying not to. I'm literally trying not to because I'm hoping that I don't have to lose complete and total, like, faith in my own species. I literally don't want to lose faith in my own species.
Like,
that
what
we're
would
so
happen,
fucking stupid
but...
that even after being told what's going to happen if we make the mistake to keep doing it.
What if they do that?
You know what Einstein says insanity is? Doing the same thing over and doing the exact same thing over and over repeatedly and expecting different results. Don't
Maybe
keep making stupid mistakes and expecting intelligence to pop up.
Maybe it might be, Lori. Maybe intelligence.
No. No, there's not intelligence when people start saying stupid shit like that.
Lori,
there's literally
just
going to be six movies. I don't want to imagine. I've already imagined. I've imagined terror. I've imagined screaming. Oh, and I didn't. You know what? I didn't even have to imagine it because I saw what happened to people when they got eaten when the thing got fucking loose in downtown LA.
Oh my God, Lori! Imagine Godzilla. Just imagine. Just...
Yeah, let's not.
Let's
for all that we might as well just imagine Pacific Rim.
Let's imagine those kaijus. Let's imagine King Kong. Go here.
Let's not.
Yes. Mothra.
You know, that kind of sucked they couldn't bring Mothra back.
Mothra's my favorite.
Because remember, Mothra always came back. Mothra was always around.
Try it, like, that's what, I think that's what makes a good actor. Like, that they have to show that fear, that terror, Lori. I was like, no one's really, like, Godzilla versus King Kong. I didn't really care about the humans at all. I just wanted to see a monkey and a fucking lizard fight. That shit would bomb. I was like, watching that shit with, like, a bunch of speakers around your house, feeling that vibration. Oh, my God. I was like, that was amazing. But,
yeah, I wasn't that retarded about it. I just watched the show because, you know.
I can just imagine seeing it in the D-Box.
They had it in
have
color
you ever watched
where I grew
a movie
up
in the D-Box? Lori, have you ever been have you ever been to a D-Box?
No.
A D-Box is literally you sit down and the chair moves. It's like you're on a fucking ride through that movie. And it's usually a great
I don't waste my money on that. I don't need to be in the fucking movie.
Lori, it's only the places that I go is only like 12 to like $15.
Okay, but I want to watch the movie. I don't want to be in the movie because
it's so
I don't think
good.
I'm so important. I don't think I'm so important that I feel that my life should be a fucking movie.
But it's so good. Like I watched King Kong. I watched Godzilla. King of the Monsters. I watched that in the D-Box, and it was so great. It was so great.
Just magical.
It's like, it was so good. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining this episode of Blunt Talks, episode 2. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining in. I was like, my friends are freaking kooky as living hell. We got so big we forgot we were doing a podcast in the middle of the podcast. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening.